This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
And everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season.
Trump has caused international outrage by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Who would do such a thing?
Jerusalem is still the capital of Israel and must remain an undivided city accessible to all.
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel as chosen as the capital.
I continue to say that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel, and I have said that before, and I will say it again.
And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel.
Oh, but why is Trump doing this now? Why is he inflaming the Middle East and provoking an explosion of violence?
Whoa.
Why would Muslims resort to violence? As we all know by now, Islam is a religion of peace. I mean, it's impossible. I don't understand. You're saying Muslims have so little control over their actions, they're just gonna flip out like animals. Sounds pretty Islamophobic to me. And I mean, it's not as if they're setting fire to their own neighborhoods and violently attacking Jewish restaurants. And firing rockets into Israel. It's not like the leader of Hamas called for peace to be abandoned and for Palestinians to launch an uprising. It's not like the head of Hamas in Gaza literally called for terrorism. Islam's a religion of peace. That's impossible. It's not happening. These are reasonable people. It's not like they were massacring Jews in Jerusalem 20 years before Israel even existed. It's not like they've repeatedly called for Israel to be wiped from the pages of history. That's never happened. It's not like the Palestinian Authority still refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to even exist. It's not like Muslims have launched violence against Jews for the sin of visiting Jewish holy sites for decades. It's not like Muslims used gravestones from Jewish cemeteries to pave their roads. None of that happened. These are reasonable people. There's no history whatsoever of them turning violent, and if they ever did, it could only be Donald Trump's fault. Not because they're anti-Semites who just hate Jewish people. They're reasonable. Also, Trump recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is so reckless, it's unprecedented. It's not like Congress passed a law 22 years ago called the Jerusalem Embassy Act, which described Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Oh, it did. It's not like the US Senate voted 90-0 that Jerusalem should remain the undivided capital of Israel just 6 months ago. Oh, it did. It's not like Bill Clinton came into office supporting the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Oh, he did. Yeah, but it's not like George W. Bush promised to move the US embassy to Jerusalem. Oh, he did. But Trump's bad anyway, because he's following through on his promise. That's bad. I mean, CNN literally says he's bad for keeping his promises, so I guess it must be true. Also, doesn't this just prove everyone right who said that Trump was a Nazi and literally Hitler?
It is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Trump's bending over backwards to please Zionists and Jews, just like Hitler did.
What?
Yeah, anyway, here's a list of groups and people furious at Trump's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Turkey's Islamist President Erdogan, Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz, ISIS, Hamas, globalist political leaders, virtually the entire political left, the mainstream media.
Totally erratic decision by this president.
And Muslims in general, hashtag not all Muslims. What an upstanding alliance, I'm so proud to be a part of it. Erdogan was right when he accused Trump of throwing the region into a ring of fire, and he'd know all about that, having covertly provided direct military, financial and logistical support to ISIS for years. But what Trump's done is beyond insane. He's playing with fire. Hamas has threatened to open the gates of hell because they've never done that before. Oh, but aside from all that, how stupid is it that Jerusalem could be considered the capital of Israel. It's not like Israel won a war or something to secure...
All right, folks, the broadcast starts here in just a few minutes. Stay with us. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. Another week spans out before us. It is the 11th day of December 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Well, another day, another Christmas, holiday season, and more Islamic terror attacks. And right on time, Google, there's a story up on Infowars.com with the screenshots, is censoring and sending threatening notices to major libertarian and conservative news outlets saying, don't say this is Islamic or we'll shut you down. That's right. Facebook called us up just last week and said, you don't criticize transsexualism being taught to elementary school students or we'll shut you down. When they actually call us now, that's the new phase. They send you notices, they call you, Google, Twitter, Facebook, they always work together in concert to censor. We get to always enjoy the new level of it. Remember 3 weeks ago, they had congressional hearings, and they said, don't worry, we censored InfoWars at lunch. Google, Facebook, Twitter executives, they had Congressman Wiggly out of Illinois, not making that name up, Piggly Wiggly, and he said, listen, I saw their story about the truck attack. It was number one, and it was terrible fake news. They said, we know, sir. We took it down over lunch. There's the headline. We'll see the video. Twitter, Google admits deliberately censoring InfoWars. And again, this is bigger than InfoWars. They're now sending notices to the Daily Caller, CNS News, a bunch of other people saying, you better watch what you say. Here's our terms of services. You don't say this is an Islamic attack. In Sweden, in Germany, you name it, they will send actual police to your house, but it gets better. Guess who Facebook hired 2 years ago to oversee all this and to implement it? Guess who? The former high-level Stasi operatives. So, Imam warned de Blasio about New York City terror. He was too busy bashing Trump. He did nothing. And the ISIS folks have been saying they're going to strike New York with trucks and with bombs and the rest of it. De Blasio says, oh, we want more unvetted people in here. Trump is bad. Come here. We'll be a sanctuary city for unvetted military-age men from the Middle East. You've got an imam that's all over Fox News, all over the place, coming out and saying, I've been in these mosques. They're preparing attacks. A month before this happened, a couple months ago, and they say, that's fake news. You know why it's fake? Because it's number one, and it's the truth, and they don't like it. So every time we're number one, they just knock us down where nobody can read it, nobody can see it. But that's on their platforms. They can't stop you from spreading the articles on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and giving it to friends and family and showing it to coworkers and showing it to your church or showing it to your pastors. And you can see the warnings in 2016 from the particular imam that we just put on screen, who's very well known. Again, they said that was fake. I don't want to make it about us. It's about there's an Islamic attack by a guy with a suicide vest. It looks like only the detonator went off, hurt him and three other people. Thank God it didn't hurt more people. And, of course, he's pledging allegiance to ISIS. Of course, it's the same story. Akkad Ula. So it just goes on and on. Flashback. ISIS threatened New York City Christmas bombing just weeks ago. Jihadists warned of attacks across West during Christian holidays. That's on newswars.com. We have where they warned. But again, if we say they're warning of attacks, and if we break down news and places where people warned that the attacks were coming, because it's so on target, it shows that people warned, it shows that people predicted, it shows that people were accurate. That's the kind of news they call fake, because it's so real, it's so bona fide, it's so confirmed, it's so accurate. That's what they ban. Like, Trump's going to win. They're giving Hillary 15 more points in the polls. Boom, he won. It's a credibility issue. They want to shut us down because we are credible, because we point out their lies. Just look at the last few weeks. We were the first in every case to go, that WikiLeaks info was out months before, and that is fake. And everybody was given the key. Boom. Hours later, they admit it's fake. We were the first to sit there and break down the fact that Flynn was only contacting the Russians after the president was president-elect. Boom, that was all confirmed. Same week, we were there saying Deutsche Bank has said that we've not received any information. That was day one. I said, sounds fake again. Because you learn how they operate. Just like 3 months ago, and I'm not bragging, I'm explaining why they hate us. Because we've got the research, we're focused. Remember, I said, they're burning Weinstein, and they're burning all these other Hollywood folks, because A, in one case, the Weinstein company and his brother want to get rid of him. All these other shoes are about to drop. The cover-ups aren't working. They want to create this sacrificial lamb atmosphere where they are able to create the illusion that the Democrats have done the right thing, getting rid of their bad people, and that the Republicans haven't, and create the perception that Trump should step down, too, if everybody else steps down for mere allegations. You see, it's the Democratic Party throwing some of their people under the bus that really didn't do anything. Many of them did. That then tries to create that perception so that everyone basically then goes along with it. And now, what is CNN saying? What is Fox saying? What is MSNBC saying? What are the Democrat strategists on CNN admitting? They're going, actually, we're doing this to get credibility with the voters back, and it's the right thing to do, and so we can create the perception that Trump needs to step down. That's all this is. And what did we say day one? Whatever the Democrats are doing, in bed with Russia, selling us out to globalists, illegal servers, robbing tax-free foundation funds, that's what they say Trump's done. They knew Jerry Epstein and the Lolita Express and Bill Clinton and Hillary on board the aircraft used to transport kidnapped children, flying to known sheiks' palaces in the Middle East that publicly have sex with children. Some of those kingdoms, it's legal. And they knew that was their super weak spot. So now it's breaking that the head of Fusion GPS was behind the attempt to tie Trump to Clinton's pedophile friend Epstein when there were no connections. Trump's a celebrity, a few big public parties or events. The two have been photographed together, but never on the airplane, never at his house, never doing all this stuff. But they knew that was the main weakness for the Clintons. So they then, just like they said, oh, Trump's a Russian agent. Oh, he is involved with Epstein. Then have Jane Doe's, who didn't even show up in court, fake names, nom de plumes, file reports that Epstein and Trump, whenever Trump, was 25 years ago, supposedly having sex with 15-year-old girls. Isn't that just incredible? Bill Clinton ditched Secret Service on multiple Alita Express flights report. There's the Washington Times. So that's all confirmed. And Mr. Bongino and other senior Secret Service agents that have gotten out because of the corruption have said the Clintons are so evil, it's worse than I say. Worse than Alex Jones says. Worse than InfoWars. And now Bongino says, you better watch out to the Democrats in tweets because Secret Service knows what went on the Lita Express with Jerry Epstein and Bill Clinton. And don't you know that all the Blackberries didn't get erased? And so the Secret Service knows what was really going on. So you better shut your mouth calling me a liar. And you better shut your mouth saying Bill Clinton didn't abuse women. You understand, little man? He actually said that. You know what? The guy shut his mouth. So I say, release everything. Release it all. Release the hounds. Let's go thermonuclear. Release all the Clinton pedophile garbage. We know that their eyeballs in it. They love torturing people. They love hurting children. God, they're demons from hell. Hillary's first job was supporting vicious child rapists that just rape women, break their jaws, just rape them till their insides come out. Just animals. Just that's who they are. They're demon animals that are totally selfish, all about them, and all about how they're going to hurt you. That's why they love radical Islam and have visited another attack on us for Christmas, as usual.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the life change GetChangeTea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, why is it so important that months ago I laid out specifically and exactly how they would build this momentum by denouncing their own people, throwing them under the bus, making mere allegations like judge, jury, and executioner, and get rid of their own people? What were they doing it for? Well, they knew that folks like John Conyers and Al Franken and Harvey Weinstein, they were all dead weight. They all had enemies in the power structure that wanted to get rid of them. Kevin Spacey, they believed his career had basically peaked. Everybody knew, and now it was time to start burning them, have the media give it attention, instead of covering it up, to create the atmosphere where then people could say, well, this is hypocritical. Trump needs to go because there have been allegations. They've already tried race war. They've already tried culture war. They've already tried all these other hoaxes to derail the economy, to derail what we're doing. So they're having people fall on their swords in highly Democrat districts where Al Franken won by 1.5 million votes, where John Conyers wins by something like 25%. All of these are key areas where they just get rid of some deadwood in a safe district and then bring their people into the next election and then look like they're strong, look like they're good, look like they're doing the right thing. And that is exactly what they're doing. And remember, here's the key. Here's the big enchilada for the whole thing that should outrage anybody that's a thinking person. They covered up Weinstein for 25 years. They covered up Spacey. They covered up Conyers. They covered up Franken. They covered up with the big slush fund that they say now is 90% Democrat in Congress, paying out not $18 million like they first said. Now they're reporting it's hundreds of millions because there's multiple slush funds from every Congress every 2 years. So there's a bunch of payouts, a bunch of slush funds, a bunch of hush money, and it's mainly Democrats. And you got Bill Clinton and all his rapes he settled and all the other reports and flying around on Lolita Express with Harvey Weinstein, with Kevin Spacey, with all of these individuals, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and it's all coming out, just like Russia was going to come out, just like the pedophilia was going to come out. And they know Trump's making his big run to go after the pedophile networks that they've been using to blackmail and control the Democrats and Republicans. And so that's why they had 5 lawsuits filed by fake people that never showed up, that didn't exist, that Donald Trump raped little girls with Mr. Epstein, because you got Bill Clinton on the plane going dozens of times to the island and going to Sheikh's Islands on the plane with 10-year-old girls, folks. 10-year-old girls, as young as 10, most of them about 14. And they pose with photos with them. Bill Clinton, Epstein, all of them with little girls. And you've got Spacey on board, and you know what they got for him, just like they get Sprite and Coca-Cola and pizzas or, you know, whatever's in the refrigerator. Hey, there's little kids because we're the elite and we get the caviar we want. New York Post, the slave scandal. that exposed pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, the slave scandal, the sex slave scandal, sex slave. And now you've got all these big Soros hedge fund managers busted running sex slavery of women and little girls. Dungeons. This is who's been running our country. Trump's going after them. What are they going to do? Trump, his whole life has been about playing it safe, being straight edge, so that he can win. And he's a moral guy. He's very fastidious, and he's a germaphobe. And I've talked to people that have known him 50 years, not just 40-something like Roger. One-woman man, germaphobe, courts women, gives them all this stuff in between marriages. We're not saying that's perfect. And then when he finally wants a woman, then he agonizes it over it and even would talk to his sons when they were young adults about, well, do you like this woman and stuff? I mean, women, I'm just going to tell you right now, because I got this intel 2 years ago, because I check things. Let's just say this. Donald Trump doesn't have sex on the first date or the 30th date. He is looking for the very best. And you can see with his wife right now, he's got it. That's about as good as it gets right there, in my view. Strong, focused, powerful. I've met her, and I've been in her presence a few times. I mean, just in her presence, in person, it's like, that's a goddess right there. Just the energy is radiant. Donald Trump's not in hotel rooms with hookers urinating on him. He'd know the Russians were watching it. Plus, he's a germaphobe. He told people privately, he goes, one of the biggest things he got over was shaking people's hands. The guy's a germaphobe. And it's all completely made up. But they're building this giant wall that Donald Trump has done all these things, and none of it's true. None of it. If it was true, if I looked into these lawsuits 2 years ago and there was something real there, then I would be concerned. Nothing. There's nothing. It's all lies. And then you look at Bill Clinton and Hillary and Epstein and Weinstein and Hollywood and Hillary, and it's just, and de Blasio's office, all the pedophilia bust in there. I mean, you know, Trump is whoring in on these people. He's got them in target sites. They are scared. And so they start trying to conflate it. They water it down. What do you do when there's something so bombshell it'll bring them down? You water it down like you water down liquor. You water it down. With, oh, this guy raped. Oh, this guy asked a girl out. This guy, everybody says Franks is like the most conservative to the neurotic point, you know, the extreme end of conservatism. His wife and they already had one child through surrogacy. He's going around handing out contracts saying, look over this. I'd pay as much as $5 million. You go, an egg, a sperm are put together in a Petri dish, implanted, nothing, sex between you and Frank's not there. He steps down over these women that if they had taken the deal would have been winning the lottery from a self-made oil man who was homeless when he was a kid for a while and took care of his younger siblings. I mean, I've looked into Frank, the American success story, cleft lip, whole nine yards, ends up, you know, homeless, ends up being successful. But again, the women said, well, maybe they didn't know what surrogacy meant. They thought maybe he wanted to have sex with them like Handmaid's Tale. No, it was, hey, you're healthy, come from a good family. But it's not even their genetics. It's his wife and him, because his wife can't have the baby. She's got eggs. She just can't have a baby in her uterus, and they turn into that. Meanwhile, you've got airplanes with kidnapped kids on them, confirmed, with Bill Clinton and all these people, and they compare that, ladies and gentlemen, to somebody asking their secretary out two or three times, which is not good, but it's not the same thing. Of course, how many secretaries end up getting married to their rich boss? I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendabite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's already Monday. Hard to believe. The 11th day of December 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The big takeaway right now is this. I know a PR rollout when I see one from the Democratic Party, from the deep state, from the globalist. And that's how InfoWars was first, months ago, we can put the videos and articles on screen right now, was the first to predict that this whole Weinstein takedown, Hollywood takedown, Me Too movement was being hijacked by the Democratic deep state operatives to create the perception that mere allegations mean a man needs to step down, to conflate that and then target Donald Trump. And I now have CNN clips, you name it, with their own operatives admitting that that is indeed their plan, that they were just getting rid of dead weight in areas of the country where they already have pretty much guaranteed wins in blue state areas. So I've got that clip coming up later, got several clips from CNN, you name it, where they admit all this, and it's so cold-blooded. But these politicos like to talk about how smart they are, so they couch it like it's the right thing to do. Plus, by doing this, we can now get rid of Trump. And then you find out GPS fusion behind attempt to tie Trump to Clinton, pedophile friend Epstein. Man behind the debunked dossier, it's beyond debunked, it's total fiction, pushed the myth of a close relationship with Trump and Epstein. Fuser GPS, the opposition research firm behind this credited Trump dossier, used a bias for the government's basis for the government's investigation into the Trump campaign's alleged collusion with Russia, sought to tie Trump to pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, a good friend of former President Bill Clinton and many of the so-called global elite. And then it goes through all the admissions here and now how it's being reported even in major papers that they basically cooked the whole thing up. And they admit here that Trump's ties were mild compared to Bill Clinton's. And it says strictly social at big public events and dinners. And his Mar-a-Lago estate that's private, but, you know, big public gathering here for members. While he only served 13 months in prison, it has been alleged that Epstein trafficked girls as young as 12, it's actually 10, to his private island to engage in sex acts with his rich friends. Well, it's actually come out. He's just so, quote, powerful and had so many rich friends like the president tied into it that the investigation stopped at that point. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schroyer is going to be in studio with us coming up the next segment before he gets in his car and drives down to the Austin Police Department to file a complaint calling for criminal investigation of Antifa here in Austin over the weekend. There was a rally, a vigil for Kate Stanley, the woman killed by an illegal alien who the San Francisco jury just released, saying that, you know, it's you know, we're politically correct. It's okay to just shoot a woman in the back and have her die, not even get a manslaughter charge. Well, the Antifa was out there with their guns, bumping in and hitting Owen, and wouldn't let him get to the rallies. So they're violating his civil rights, brandishing a literal mass group of thugs with a weapon. With weapons, and actually assaulting him with the clubs, hitting him in the elbows, running into him, coming up behind the camera. That's what they do, bumping into him on camera. Just straight-up assault with slimy, scuzzy, smiling weirdos, the few that didn't have masks on, looking like you-know-what from Central Casting. And the guy's got his finger right there by the trigger. He's in an aggressive stance, brandishing, ticking his finger by the trigger. And they tell Owen, you're scared, aren't you? You're shaking. We got guns. We got clubs. I mean, that's the definition of menacing. So the fact that they're menacing with a firearm while wearing masks makes it an aggravated felony. And vice versa. The assaulting him and blocking his entry to a public park for a rally is a civil rights violation. And then doing it with guns and masks is a double aggravated. Double aggravated. Let me tell you something. You go in a store and you steal a case of beer, just run out the door, you might get 6 months in jail. You go in there with a gun, you might get 20. You shoot somebody, you might get life. It's called aggravated. You're wearing masks with guns, threatening people, aggravated civil rights violations, racketeering. They arrest people for blocking abortion clinic entrances and charge them with felonies. Now, clearly the law says, you know, blocking somebody's entrance to services, commerce, whatever, that's the law. Well, these people have guns, hitting him with clubs, surrounding him. And let me tell you something. I got so angry about this Saturday that I had trouble sleeping Saturday night. And I cannot get around these Antifa people. I absolutely can't. You know, it was bizarre. I was almost like I was like psychically led down there because I didn't know this was going on. Owen didn't call me, and I just called up Harrison, one of the camera guys that works on the weekend. He's on call, and I said, I want to go shoot some videos from the Capitol on all this fake news that the media's been caught in. And he said, okay. And I was about 15 minutes late. They had just marched by through the Capitol and had just broken up and then chased the families, men, women, and children that were going back to their cars. It was in a park by the Capitol. The police had to protect them because the Antifa chases them down like Planet of the Apes or something. You know, when they're chasing the people, they're chasing them and going to their cars. And Millie, when they were in Berkeley, they had their car windows knocked out. They got robbed because they followed them to their car, then followed where they went, and then attacked the vehicle. I mean, this is literally criminal games of Arrested Development beta cucks who have been LARPing, playing video games, but also live action play, and they are out there literally glow-in-the-dark scum of the earth with communist flags, communist bandanas, following Owen for a good 20 minutes of the hour and 7 minute live feed he did till his phone cut out. And they are going, you're scared, aren't you? You're scared. Let me tell you, somebody's bumping me with sticks. And by the way, Owen's a tough guy. He's a real sports guy, and I've traded punches with him. He hits really hard. Owen's a tough guy. So I'm saying it's good that he controlled himself. I can't get in the situation. One of those guys hits me one of those sticks, I'm going to clock them right in their little nose. And I guess that, you know, they're going to try to pull their guns on us then. I mean, and by the way, they look like 120-pound meth heads. A few of them, and I'm not saying they're on meth, I'm saying they look like Gollum. One of these guys, in fact, one of them that had his mask off, who was like the leader of the group, he wouldn't need makeup to play Gollum in the new Lord of the Rings that's coming out that Netflix, not Netflix, Amazon's going to put out. Yeah, let's throw a shot of this guy. I mean, imagine. These people are out here with clubs and guns, and they're trying to keep you from getting to your event. By the way, let me just add something to this. The left is going, oh, Alex, I thought you liked guns. Yeah, we have open carry rallies with them on our backs, unloaded, to illustrate we have a right to keep and bear arms, not to have a problem. We never have problems. They're not slung over our front with our hand on it. Under Texas law, that's brandishing if someone feels threatened. Well, Owen Schroyer felt extremely threatened. And I love the fact that Owen, when they said you're shaking, he said, yeah, man, you're surrounding me. You're hitting me with clubs. And you got guns. And Owen's a manly guy, so he don't want to make a big deal about it on tape. When I look at you guys acting like kindergarten, Owen said, and I've had him do it to me before, at other events before they even knew the name was Antifa, is that it's been on video. They come up behind you and hit you with their elbows, or they shove you, or they bump into you, and they go, whoa, 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 trying to act like you're going to attack them so they can all gang up on you. And they always pick an old man in a wheelchair or a woman. They beat up a Hispanic lady real bad. I mean, they particularly target minorities who are in these Tea Party events. And so when we come up, Owen's going to be here. And then, you know, the terror attack injured the bomber, injured three other people. Looks like the detonator went off but didn't detonate the larger explosive. And, of course, it's an Islamicist, and Google, Facebook, and Twitter are now joining, trying to block that, saying it's fake news, it has nothing to do with Islam, because they said so. And they're the ones running the invasion, so they ought to know. We'll be back.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Again, politically incorrect to say Christmas. We're going to do it. People say, oh, you're so powerful, you're going to do it. No, we know it's not powerful. We know it's pathetic that we've gotten to the point where the left is saying you can't say family, you can't say father, you can't say mother. Just seeing what we'll capitulate to, what we'll give in to. Owen Schroyer's going to be with us about 30 minutes to the next hour with a former NSA FBI whistleblower, Sabelle Edmonds, who's going to be in studio with us. And then you're going to be going down to file charges or file for a criminal investigation of your civil rights being violated by Antifa at gunpoint. We're going to go to you, Owen, here in just a moment. We were making some really big points about Fusion GPS that we'll talk about next hour. Now confirmed, the high-level Justice Department official who had to step down was the man between Obama, Fusion GPS, having White House meetings, and now it's tied into this Habib Powell lady. Talk about a nest of vipers still in the White House. These people are incredible. So the whole house of cards, the whole house of fraud is coming down. Just briefly, I guess a decade ago or so, they started having Green Monday on the 11th of December saying, hey, don't drive in your cars, don't go out, don't fight the traffic, shop online, it's easier. Which is true, but the big thing is don't fight the crowds, don't fight the traffic, get great products, support the info war, support yourself at the same time, and we make it easy. So we're announcing Christmas Monday. How about that? You can say InfoWars started Christmas Monday, and I hope other people adopt this next year. And we're going to extend it throughout the week to be Christmas week. And ladies and gentlemen, this will be the biggest sales of the year all combined. Free shipping store-wide, we're bringing that back, but not just 50% off on 10 items like we had a few weeks ago. We've got more than 60 items at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, including our new mega product, Alpha Power, that is super, super strong for stamina, libido, energy. Men, women can all take it, but it's powerful. Look out. 50% off. The Real Red Pill that ties into all of that as well and works great with brain force. It doesn't have stimulants, but it's got all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, and then it's got the key precursor to all the hormones you've got to have in your body that is extremely powerful. So the Real Red Pill. 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, 50% off. That is huge. Plus, much more. InfoWarsStore.com. To make a perfect Christmas for your friends and your family, we're bringing back one of our most popular sales of the year, but expanding it so you can save big times. Items like Brain Force and others that we just mentioned. Coil Silver, 67% off. Silver Bullet. We've dropped our entire line of Super Blue Fluoride products, 50%, and so much more. I mean, again, I cannot list it all. We have a lot of new items in there. Thank you for supporting the broadcast. We're all doing this symbiotically. It really is an amazing time to be alive. But whatever you do, if you haven't tried the Real Red Pill yet, takes about 4 or 5 days to kick in. Alpha Power kicks in about an hour. And I'm just saying, look out, folks. I would take a half dose your first time. Quite frankly, I've already got so much energy and stuff, I don't take it all the time. I don't take Rainforest or all this stuff all the time because it's so powerful. I mean, like 6, 7 at night, if I got to work overnight, then I take it. But I'm already bouncing off the walls like the Tasmanian devil from cartoons. But a lot of other folks just find these to be the most powerful products they've ever used. Find out. It's a win-win. You can't lose because you're supporting the transmission and what we're doing fearlessly here and this great crew back here that puts up with me and, of course, all of you out there symbiotically. Speaking of great crew, Owen.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
I was sensing Lord Vader was in danger. I went down to the Capitol and didn't even know you were going to be there. Just felt like I didn't even know that Antifa would be there. I was 15 minutes late, so they just left. This is horrific. This is horrible. And you were manly about it when they had guns and were hitting you and all surrounding. This was a group of armed, masked communist thugs. That's a mouthful. Literally blocking your civil rights and saying, oh, you're scared, aren't you, boy? You're scared. You're shaking. Any jury will convict them of brandishing, of menacing, of violating your civil rights. I mean, this is classic, like in the Western, when six guys with guns and clubs, I guess it was nine or ten of them, and go, you scared, boy? Do something. We're going to get you. And start bumping. I mean, this was like right out of High Plains Drifter or something.
Well, I didn't even realize it, but actually, if the crew goes back and rewinds that exact clip they just showed, the guy's actually taking the finger on and off the trigger.
Yeah.
I never even noticed.
He's ticking it.
I didn't even know that. I have images because when I go down to APD, I'm going to show them these images. I do believe there's multiple times where if they would have fired their weapon, it would have hit me. Now, right
there, he's aiming at your. It would have bounced up. He's aiming at your feet.
Yeah. And there's another guy who also comes along and I.
He's brandishing. You felt threatened. It was brandishing. They're wearing masks. It's aggravated.
And Alex, I don't.
And they're blocking you. Do you know how many charges that is? Look, you can go to jail if you block the little black girl from going to school in 1960, President Eisenhower, just physically blocking you went to jail for 5 years. This is with guns. Imagine guns, little black girl, you're not going in.
Well, imagine if the police did this. If that was the police doing it, it would
they'd all go to jail.
Violation. Exactly. But, Alex, the craziest thing is that I don't know why the cops have to stand down. I don't know why they're allowed to do this with masked faces. So that's why we're.
It's Austin.
That's why I'm going down to APD and I'm gonna file charges and I'm gonna want an investigation because we need to have a public pressure on our police force to do something about this. And as he tries to say, he's like, oh, you don't like the Second Amendment now? No, I never said I don't like the Second Amendment. I don't like you trying to intimidate me with a gun out here. And by
it's
way,
like saying if somebody runs over to you with a car, you go, whoa, what? You don't like F-150s? No, you're there blocking his access with clubs and a gun, threatening him, saying, ooh, you're scared, aren't you, boy? That will send them to prison.
And I
that
even,
comment right there shows the whole plan, the admission, the confession.
Alex, I don't even have a free hand at this deal. I have one hand holding a microphone and one hand holding a camera. So I'm just
God, those guys are like textbook slimy, man. Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's just like I'm sorry that they didn't get raised right or they never got taught discipline or they never grew up. Or I don't know what their deal is, or they're just fluoride heads that eat McDonald's. I don't understand.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, and then there's this guy. All right, so here's this guy, Joshua Pineda of Safe Streets Projects. Okay, he tells me, yeah, they have their faces covered so they can beat you up. This guy runs the Safe Streets Project.
It's an anti-cop group.
And he's okay with them beating me up. I mean, so much for safety.
You've got armed gangs with guns. I mean, in the third world, you hear armed men intimidated reporters in Venezuela. Or you hear, you know, you had armed men follow you around for at least 20 minutes, bumping
into you. Following me around, shoving me with clubs. And they have these little plastic shields that they like to bring out, too. You can see them in this video. They spray paint them. They decorate them with
all this
stuff.
Look at this guy. I mean,
and they're all wearing masks. They're all wearing sunglasses. They all have hoods over their heads. It was a warm day out. They didn't need that.
Because they're cowards. That's why they bring the firearms, so they can beat you up.
There he is.
And then if you try anything, they just, you know, take you out.
I mean, and by the way, that guy, Joshua Pineda, who runs Safe Street Projects, he admitted to Millie Weaver that he does good fellatio. He said that on camera. So this is the type of people. I mean, these people are mentally deranged. They're sick.
But it's okay if a leftist makes a hateful, a verbal thing on a woman.
No, he meant on a man.
Oh.
Yeah, he's of that type. I don't want to gender him, but...
So the point is he's just running around...
They're just crazy. These people are out of control. They're mental. They need some serious help. And we don't really have the mental institution.
Why would you tell Millie Weaver that? What's up? He doesn't like women.
No, he was bragging on camera that he does good male fellatio. That's how sick and twisted these people are. And I don't even care. That's your thing. Whatever. But
now you got guns keeping people from going to a rally of a woman killed by an illegal alien that an activist jury released.
It's like if you
shoot this girl, she dies in her dad's arms, and the media goes, well, we don't want to give Trump a win. We're going to let him go, which only made Trump stronger. That's another thing. The Democrats are crazy. It's like the white guy that got tortured who was autistic by the six racist blacks.
She walks.
And they cut chunks out of his head. He's totally, that was obviously always real. Well, it was real. There were arrests made. And then the media said, oh, that's fake. InfoWars put this fake video. It's obviously not real. And the judge released him on probation, kidnapping and torturing and saying, we're going to kill you. They did a live leak for hours talking about how we're going to gas you in the back of a truck. We're going to throw you in the water. We're going to slit your throat, you crackerhead.
A total hate crime.
And then the judge just says, we're letting him go.
Well, look, you had the video surface. There was a case. I forget where it was, but there's a case where there's a guy with his hands over his head and the police executes him from behind. Now, this is a white male, so the media doesn't cover it. If that was a minority that got shot, the CNN would be covering all day. This is case closed, the officer was out of line, and he walked. But they don't cover it on mainstream news because they can't race bait over it. They can't incite racial hatred over it. And it shows everything. It shows the double standard right there.
When we come back, we're going to play some of this video and some of this audio. We've had to bleep it because these folks can hardly talk. Every other word's a cuss word. Where do they go? You scared? You scared. I mean, they just have no idea that they're the arc. Typical group of little, wimpy, demonic, thug, snake-like bullies.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.